And now this is a dictation. For Michael Sopel, S-O-P-E-L, December 1466, addresses a letter to Dr. Saxena for 632249. Dear Dr. Saxena, follow up for Mr. Sopel, severe hypertension, proteinuria with minor compromise of kidney function, last visit a year ago, February 2022. No hospital visits, surgeries, procedures. Blood pressure at home, 150s over 80s, sleep apnea on treatment, review system extensively done, negative. I want to highlight that there has been no gastro or urinary symptoms, no edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no rash or bone pain. Next paragraph, present medications include Benicar, HCTC, metoprolol, and nifedipine. Today, blood pressure 142/88 left-sided, skin mucosal, lymph nodes normal, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites, tendons, and muscles, no edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry in February, creatinine 1.1, it fluctuates between 1 and 1.1, has 1 plus of protein in the urine, no blood, normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate in the upper normal, albumin, calcium, phosphorus normal, no anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hypertension, continue present regimen, our goal is 130 over 80, continue activity, weight reduction, low sodium, continue management of sleep apnea, CPAP machine, kidney function is still within normal range. True GFR, however, is probably in the lower 60s. I wonder if he might benefit from sodium glucose co-transporter inhibitor like Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, or Farxiga. I would like your opinion. We could try some samples to see if there is any major side effects that might help indirectly for some weight loss, better blood pressure control. And preserve kidney function. Otherwise, come back in a year, end of dictation.